This topic is called evil. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13 from the Amplified Bible. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, Satan. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. John 17, verses 15 and 19. But I am going to go to verse 15. Go back and please read the other verses. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. 1 John 5:19 ESV Bible. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. 1 John 3:8 ESV Bible. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. According to the King James Bible Dictionary, I looked at a few things that was connected to the word evil. Mischievous, wicked, corrupt, perverse, wrong, as evil thoughts, deeds, and speaking. The Lord led me to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 3. It reads, "The heart of the sons of men is full of evil." According to salvationcall.com, there are 15 mentions in the Old Testament about Israel doing evil in the sight of the Lord. It means they turned away from the Lord. It was mentioned twice in Deuteronomy, 10 times in Judges, 3 times and Kings. If you look at Genesis 6:5, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. But understand that in the last days, there will be some times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not living good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. And the word says, avoid such people. God's word has shown us over and over again how serious evil is, and the evil one fights against the will of God and his people. Jesus prayed that we be protected from Satan. The Bible tells us about the behaviors of evil and how it keeps us away from God. The temptations of the world has increased to keep us away from God. When was the last time you really concentrated on self-control? When did you bring that before the Lord? When did you say, Lord, I am just out of control, and I know it, and I like it, but it's wrong. It's offensive to you, and it doesn't bring me closer to you. It pushes me away from you. When was the last time you actually sat down and thought about that? When was the last time you really was concerned about your heart? When was the last time you really mirrored your heart to true repentance, not lip service rituals? We have perfected that in the church. We have some of the best actors in the church. Not lip service, heart service. When was the last time you truly repented and asked the Lord, uproot this thing out of me? This thing is so evil and it's no good for me, but I get some kind of pleasure out of this that makes me feel like I can actually push you out the way and live this agenda. When was the last time we just spoke truth to the Lord? Don't be fooled by people who can quote scripture, look the part, sound the part, and convince you that they are following Christ. Ask the Lord to show you truth. Ask the Lord to protect your heart from evil. Ask the Lord to keep you in a continual state of surrender. That means your heart, your life, your will, everything is surrendered to Christ. Some people don't like that. And in the beginning, I didn't like it. It took years. That's truth. But I knew that I loved God more, and I wanted the will of my life to be His will. Because everything I did, I failed epically. And the things and the thoughts in my heart that could have been put in action would have been so hurtful to so many people. And I was the kind of person before Christ that I could have evil reside with me, and I could make an agenda for it to work. That's that different level of evil that is in the world today, where people have no remorse. That's not new. That was in the Garden of Eden. It was birthed there when we were disconnected from God. So it's not new. We have the ability, even as children of God, to step into a place of evil that would disconnect us from God, because we have taken a part of our heart and shut God out. It was a reason why Jesus prayed for us to be protected from the evil one. Satan has a skill of deceit. He is the father of lies. And yet, some of us are still listening and living those lies. One of the biggest lies is that you're comfortable. And then your action behind your comfort is that you limit God in your life in multiple areas. And you know what fruit that you bear from that? Is that you're undelivered. That's not somewhere you want to be. I am undelivered because I have limited God in this area in my life. Why? Because I don't want him to touch this area for whatever reason. Everything doesn't have to be connected to pleasure. Some things are connected to pain. Other things are connected to trauma. Other things are connected to things that you can't answer because it's been passed on generationally. But Jesus prayed for you to be protected from Satan. And we don't want to live out 2 Timothy 3:1-5. We don't need that. Keep your eyes open and your heart guarded with the word of God from Satan. Here's a proper introduction of Satan for those who just aren't convinced that he can be that dangerous, he can be that deceptive, he can lie that good because you find sin to be pleasurable. And I'll rephrase that. We all find sin to be pleasurable. So let's introduce Satan. Here's Satan. I'm a hater of all things created by God, especially those who are created in his image. I hate the image bearers. I have one agenda: to steal, to kill, and destroy. If I can get a hold of you, I will treat you like royalty. I will let you live every lustful desire, and I will trash you before God as a way to boast in my destruction against his creation. The truth is, I hate you, and Satan hates the will of God. I will undermine everything and anyone that lives for God. I will continue to steal, kill, and destroy because I am not God. I have to say it again. I hate everything created in the image of God. I hate image bearers of God. And since I'm not God and I failed epically and I was thrown out of heaven, I'll create my own empire. Matter of fact, I did. I created through the world systems, and I will destroy the lives of people that I can deceive into rejoicing for what? Huh? No, I'm not going to let you rejoice for the gospel of Jesus Christ because I hate you. I need you to just disappear, but that's not satisfying to me. I want to destroy your very image. I want to try to embarrass you before God in any way possible. Never been your friend, never wanted to be your friend, and I will do anything at any cost to take the gospel of Jesus Christ away from you. I will mock love. I will mock the gospel. I will mock truth. I will mock sexuality. I will mock health. I will mock forgiveness. I will mock life. I will mock family. I will mock authority. I will mock hope. I will mock charity, endurance, and submission. And I will try to curse it to its root. I will try to steal, kill, and destroy in all areas that I can. I know my time is limited. Yeah, I'm the father of lies. I take pride in that. I will lie to convince you to live out the lie. And then I will kill your dreams. I will kill your hope. I will try my best to kill your destiny and your life because I want to destroy you. Why? Because when I see you, I see God. His name is Satan. He's the accuser of the brethren and the evil one that Jesus prayed that we would be protected from. Lord, deliver us from evil and the evil one. God bless you.